you remain standing one more time, will you? I'm sure you heard it to the family of Goldtown. We had it on our phone system, and we're to take up an offering. And this offering is for these young men that have preached, have labored with us all these nights. So it's not for the church. It's for the Lord's glory. And we feel that we need to take care of these evangelists. So Chris is going to lead us. I want the ushers to come before we sing. And we need to pray over the offering. Ushers? Steve McCollum, lead us. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
146, if you need your book.
Once like a burning prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, He set me free. He set me free. He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. Away. My feet are planted on higher ground, and glory to God, I'm homeward bound. He set me free, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus to see. For glory to God, He set me free. Goodbye to sin. That confound, not of the world shall turn me around. Daily I'm working, I'm praying too, and glory to God I'm going through. He set me free, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me.
To the Lord, Connie Gundy lost her aunt today, so let's be much in prayer for them, and I'm sure there's others that need our prayer in the hospitals and sick at home, and Mike hasn't been able to be here, not one night, and he's been fighting this flu, and he's went to the doctor, and he's a little better, but he needs our prayers, and he said, I thought about coming, I said, no, you stay at home. I did, and I didn't mean to be mean about that. He said, I'm not sure whether. I said, you just better stay at home and keep that at home with you, that whatever it is that he has. So be obedient, will you? Yeah, be obedient. Anybody have a witness for him? Okay. I believe the name of the group?
Undone.
I'm glad I used to be undone. Now I'm done. As they say, it's a done deal. The Lord paid the price. I accepted it, and I'm on my way to heaven. Amen. Come on, folks.
Good evening. Everybody happy to be out tonight? I'm not used to quite such a long walk in front of everybody. as everybody's getting their stuff prepared, I did want to give you a little bit about our name and who we are. because I think the preacher said it best when he said it used to be undone. When we first came together, part of everything that we talked about being and who we were was about the fact that every one of us is seeking, looking for that one thing we need in our lives. We are all undone in some way and continue to search for what gets us through day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, and through our lives. And all of our songs are related to those struggles and finding, you know, finding that peace.
And it's kind of steeped in that vision that John the Revelator saw in John chapter 4, John chapter 5. I mean, just imagine. I mean, Revelation chapter 5, it says that there were 10,000 upon 10,000 angels. Pull out your calculators and you'll find that's 100 million angels. And what were they singing? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Oh, just the joy of being able to join with those angels and sing. But you look back at Isaiah and a vision that he saw in Isaiah chapter 6, when he saw these angels, 100 million angels, shouting the holiness of God. And what was his response? Woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips. When we're confronted with that holiness of God, there's only but one response. Fallen face down, just begging for a change in our life, a repentance, a change in our mind, and following that holy and just God. And this song we're going to sing is really talking about that change that happens in our life.
Standing cold and scared on top of Blue Hill, there came a moment when I lost my will. I prayed for mercy, please Lord take me away. Give me sunshine where I only see gray. Past had a hold on me, it can't be denied. And the changes didn't come. I've been lonely, I've been cheated, I've been misunderstood. I've been washed up, I've been put down, told I'm no good. But with you I belong, cause you help me be strong. There's a change in my life since you came along. Oh, 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 yeah. After all the pain I've been through, I give up everything to love only you. All my life I have my head bent in shame. Now I found you, and with you I remain. I've been lonely, I've been cheated, been misunderstood. Yes, I've been washed up, I've been put down. I'm no good, but with you I belong, cause you help me be strong. There's a change in my life since you came along. Now man, it's crazy when this life feels so wrong, and a heart gets weary when it doesn't belong. So when the road gets rocky, Lord, you got to keep a home. Let the new life shining on through. I've been lonely, I've been scared, I've been misunderstood. Yes, I know I've been washed up, been put down, and told I'm no good. But with you I belong, cause you help me be strong. There's a change in my life since along.
Let's keep going. This is the last night this week in revival, and I know it's not the end of revival. Why don't you tell us how God's been working? Somebody have a testimony of that change in their life that they've experienced this week?
Yeah, I'm revived.
Amen.
Amen. And I thought about that. You know, so what he said was, when you come to me, all old things will pass away.
Right.
Behold, I'll make all things new.
Right.
As soon as he comes in, he changes everything on the inside.
Amen.
And he makes you a brand new person. And I'm glad for that. I'm glad that whenever times get hard and times get rough, because they do, you know, he didn't say, I'll save you and carry you all the way through and make it easy. He said, I'll save you and I'll be with you all the way through.
Amen.
And I'm glad, because when times get hard, he's always been there.
Yes.
He's always been there. And I thought about what you were saying about the angels crying holy. You know, we need to cry that down here.
Amen.
We need to cry holy and praise his name and lift him up and glorify him.
Right.
Because what he said is, when you lift up praises, I come down.
Amen.
When you look up,
amen,
I come down. When you lift me up, I come down. And I draw all men unto me. I'll bring all people in. If we would just get the lost in here or take him out there, we would see more people getting saved. We would see our altars lined. You know, and because God said, if you will bring him in and point him to me, I will save him.
Amen.
I'm glad for that.
Amen.
I'm glad that Jesus changed my life one day.
Amen.
I'm glad that he set me on a new path, that he picked me up out of the miry clay and put me on a rock.
Exactly.
A rock that doesn't move.
Exactly.
A rock that won't change. A rock that will always be there. I'm just glad. I'm glad that Jesus saved me one day. And I'm glad that he said, I'll never leave you. And I'll never forsake you. But I'll always be there. Through it all. Through the good times and the bad times.
Amen.
It's just a great God that
Amen.
Serve. I'm just glad. I'm glad he saved me one day.
Amen.
I really am. And I'm glad that I get to work with you.
Hey, there you go. Yes, it is a very good bank. You're gonna be, it's that, that may be one of the best commercials we've ever had for the bank. This next piece, I feel like I have to introduce, especially in light of what Rob said. This is a very important piece to me. It's about struggling. And when you come to a realization that you have to have that, you have to have that influence in your life. You have to have God through Jesus come down and work with you. You don't have a choice, and it's a lot of what this song talks about.
There's a host of hurts we come across, none of which are alike, from the air inside the birth room to the darkness where we die. I feel I'm just as strong as any man. I know I'm not able. I'm not able. I'm not able on my own. Carry around the secrets only heaven knows. Grow into a darkened room where only victims go. Though I feel I'm strong enough to carry all this load, I'm not equal. I'm not equal. I'm not equal on my own.
On my own. And what does that mean? It means that God comes in and God delivers us. I mean, I don't know if you guys down here on the front row can appreciate what Robbie did while he was testifying, but he threw out so much scripture there. One of the things he said was from Psalm 40, he lifted me up out of the miry clay. And it's just such a relieving thing to know that we can fail over and over and over again. And we're not meant to fail over and over and over again. But God claimed not only those sins, the future sins that we haven't committed yet, but he knows we're going to commit. But he claimed that shame that comes with it. And what's a fair and honest response. But God just change me from the inside out. From the inside out.
1,000 times I fail, still your mercy remains. And should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. Purpose remains the art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. Yeah, my heart and my soul, Lord, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out. Purpose remains the art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. In my heart and soul, Lord, I give you control. Consume me from the end. Inside out, Lord, let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise. Inside out of my soul, cries out, Lord. My heart and my soul, Lord, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside.
I just got to say, I love hearing that kind of stuff. That kind of testimony is the reason we do what we do. We do sort of style ourselves as a Christian rock band. A little more low-key than we typically are tonight. Some of the youth up front have heard us a little more cut loose. But I do want to ask you, these next two pieces are songs that we wrote. We put a... this really gets into our ministry of music. But the first piece I want to let Chris introduce real quickly. And then I will ask you, you know, please feel free. If the Spirit's leading you to stand, clap along with us, have some fun. This is one of our much more upbeat tempo. So, you know, feel free.
Yeah, what I usually say about this song that we wrote together is it's kind of like that old hymn that we like to sing, "It Is Well With My Soul." The third verse says, "And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll." And that is a confident hope that we have as Christians, people claimed by the blood of Jesus Christ, that one day we will be caught up in the air with Him.
Stars fall, atoms collide, clouds roll back, and my eyes are wide. You came to rescue me. Stars fall, atoms collide, clouds roll back, and my eyes are wide. You came to rescue me. Came for all those who believe, and you came for me. Everything is brand new. Colors of a different hue, the veil's removed. Now I see things as you've seen them all along, and I am filled with wonder. And you came for me, you came for me. Caught up in the air, I see your arms reaching for me. Just like you promised, you are here. Caught up in the air, I see you smiling at me. At last, where you are is where I'm gonna be. That's where I'm gonna be. Into my new home that you were made for me. Streets of gold, they have no meaning when I'm living in your presence and your power and your glory. You are my God, you are my God. Caught up in the air, I see your arms reaching for me. Just like you promised, you are here. Caught up in the air, I see you smiling at me. At last, where you are is where I'm gonna be. That's where I'm gonna be. Yeah, that's where I'm gonna be. Caught up in the air, I see your arms reaching for me. And just like you promised, you are here. Caught up in the
that's where I'm gonna be. Yeah, that's where I'm gonna be.
I just want to take this opportunity while I'm putting my microphone back to thank you guys for having us out tonight. It has been, this has been probably one of the best experiences we've had playing in the time we've been together. It's been really special to be out here with you tonight, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to let us play for you and to share with you our ministry and to hear your testimonies as well. So it's been something that's been really fantastic.
Amen.
This is another original piece we had, we've written. And again, it's really coming from the fact that we're undone, how we see ourselves in our walk with Christ. And it's about the same struggles that we all face each and every day. It's called Carry Me. You say to turn the other cheek. I need to be one of the meek, because one day they're gonna rise. What do I do with these two black eyes? This weight is dragging me down. Me under, I'm starting to drown. It's getting so difficult to stand. Lord, won't you carry me onto firmer land? We'll be right back.
world around me. It's dragging me down. Yes, pull me under. I'm starting to drown. It's getting so deep to go to stand. Back home, Lord, won't you carry me on to your immortal home?
Thank you very much, folks. We really appreciate you guys listening to us. And, we'll see you back in a little bit, I guess.
Sure. Amen. I thought of the title of their group, Undone. I was unclean. And the Lord cleaned me up, and he's still cleaning me up, and he's still touching me. I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for him. They ministered to me. They lifted me up. And I appreciate it. I thought I was, I don't know how far it is from my pew to where he's at, but I could sense the Holy Spirit. Anything that the Holy Spirit blesses me with, I want to enjoy it. Don't you? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody have anything else? We're getting ready to change the order of the service, and it's time almost for the message. Anybody? It's been a good week. It's been a good week. We've been lifted up. We've been encouraged. People's been at the altar. You know what? I went to a funeral today, and a lady told me, she said, we're really down at our church. We're really, really down at our church. This is a compliment that she gave you folks here at Gold Town. Said, your church is thriving. And I said, it's only because of him. It's not any of us, it's him. All the glory and all the honor and all the praise is him. We can have a humongous building, a wonderful congregation, but if the Lord's not there and the Word of God is not touching you and the Holy Spirit is not blessing, let's just close it up, turn the lights off, and go home. But when he's blessing, just do like I tell my dog. Just stay right with me. Just stay right. I'm not calling you dogs. I'm telling you about my dog. Stay right with me. And he does. Sometimes we pick up 8 dogs on our walk, and they jump on him. But you know what he does? He does what the Holy Spirit does to me. He protects me. He cuts them off. No matter how big they are, he cuts them off. They might get him down, but he stays right there and he protects me. I appreciate every one of you tonight. Anybody else? Bless you. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Shirley. Bless her heart. Bless you, Shirley. Bless your heart. From the beginning of this revival, as we get ready to change the order, I prayed, Lord, help me to put my feet under the table. Help me to get revived. Yeah. Someone said, I need revived. And every night I've heard something that's helped me. Yeah. Every night, that's lifted me up. But every day, God knows my heart. I said, Lord, you touch the service with your presence. Sent the power of God, sent the message, anoint him, help him to be besides himself. No different for tonight. I told Mark, I said, Mark, are you afraid? He said, I've been nervous. I said, well, it's good for us to be nervous because we pray. We pray, we pray. I want you to get ready for the message. Turn your earplugs on and listen. Brother Mark, you come, will you? Mark Stover. Now you pray for him. Lift him up. Lift him up. Before Mark comes up or he starts, Brother Joe, you stand up and pray for your son, will you? Joe Stover. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Brother Mark.
Okay, so service. Redeem the time. Did you put shoes back on? Huh? Did you put shoes back on? Did you see this guy over here? He didn't have any shoes on. And he was dancing around. I thought maybe he was on holy ground. I thought maybe I should stand up here in the corner. I tell you, I enjoyed you guys. You all did a really good job. And you could tell the Spirit was with you. And I really enjoyed your testimony. I didn't know you were 81. And you're probably going to outlive me. I tell you, you look great. I don't think I'll live that long. But I thought when you said I looked up to Brenda, I said, did she say 81? And I was like, wow, that is great. So it's good. It's good. Amen. That's right. Bless your heart, Tim. Amen.
When that woman speaks, the very devils that could be in my father, they just shiver.
Yeah.
They can't hold it.
That's right.
Because that's the God in her.
Amen.
Right? Speaking to their soul.
Amen.
I'm thankful for
Amen.
Buddy, I tell you what, you talk about the rock and the salt, buddy, she is right there. I appreciate her. Everything that's in her is of Christ. Nothing else of Christ.
Amen.
I appreciate it.
Amen. That's right. I'm a better leader than I'm a preacher. Bless your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? I tell you, every night I haven't wanted to go home, so I might be up here for 3 hours. You know? I think I've smiled more this week than I've smiled in a long time. We've had a good time in church. We've had a good time. Sorry you have to be here tonight, but we've had a good time in church. Anybody else? Bless your heart. That's right. Amen.
They woke us up this morning. I've got two kids that are healthy as horses, and they eat when they want to, and they eat what they want to. And I just love it. There's a lot of people that can't say they have healthy kids, and I don't want everything
that's great. That's right. Amen. That's right. Amen. Anybody else? Redeem the time. Like I said, I'm here for 3 hours. Amen. Amen.
All the time. And you're saying something that I've never thought about. You wrote it, right? That when you look up in the sky and he's coming down. You know, I've never thought about this. I've never thought, what's Jesus going to be doing when he comes down? The Bible says that when he went away, they said, why do you gaze up? He's going to come back in like
That's right.
And this is going to step out of the cloud, sound of trumpet, the shout. He's going to come down and receive us up with him. And what I never thought about was Jesus will be smiling at me.
Amen. Hey, you're fine. You're fine. I'm going to preach no matter what, so it don't matter. I mean, we can all take turns, but I'm going to preach, you know, so it don't matter to me. Turn in your Bibles to the first chapter of Acts. We're going to talk about something that we need for revival. Now, I know tonight's the last night, or maybe the last night, but revival started a long time ago. Revival happened a long time ago. And what we need to revive ourselves is the Holy Spirit. Now, Al, if I get out of hand tonight, you set me down. If I say something that's out of order, you tell me. But church, we need the Holy Spirit. We need it in our life. We felt it this week. We've had it all week. We've seen great things, not because of who sang or who preached. It's because the Holy Spirit visited us. No other reason. Now, I've got to find it. I didn't open my Bible while I was saying that. You all pray for me. It's upside down. We're going to look at the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh, and the eighth verse. And I'm going to read that, and we're probably going to talk about chapter 2, talk about Peter's sermon. You know why? Because it's just good. You know, it's just good. And I thought on the way here, I thought, well, there probably won't be a lot of people here tonight. But you're going to get the same sermon, whether there was three or whether there's 3,000. You're going to get what God gave me. And this week I've battled with it a little bit because I haven't prepared for it the way I normally prepare. Because God just said, just read, Mark. Just read it. I'll give it to you if you just read it. So I don't know where we're going to go with this. I don't know where we're going to end up, but we'll get there together. All right? So you all enjoy it. And being assembled together with them, commanded them. Now wait, first of all, I said this. Now we know that Jesus, at this time, he was already arose, and he'd been on the earth for what, 40 days? And he was with his disciples, and this is him talking to them. That's where we're at. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with the water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. I love this next verse. I love it because they're still asking questions. You know, they're still asking questions. Here, the Lord has rose, he is proven, and they're still asking questions. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive the power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, and in Judea, Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, I never know how things are going to come out, but we need the Holy Spirit. We need it. There's a lot of churches today that say it's a symbol. They say it's not real. They say that it's just one of these things, you know, whatever that is. It's not a real thing. And that's why you have so many churches today, they're debating whether or not their minister should be a homosexual. They're debating whether or not this is right or if this is wrong. Let me tell you what the Holy Spirit does. He makes you know. He makes you know what's right. He makes you know what's wrong. Last night, we was in revival, and I was sitting over there, and the Lord told me, he said, Mark, you need to go up and pray for your message. And you know what I said? I said, I can do it from right here. I said, I'm good. I can do it from right here. And the Lord said, Mark, how do you expect me to help you if you don't make a move? How do you expect me to help you if you won't even take 3 steps and go up to the altar and pray about it? So many times we put this back. What happened? In a few days, what happened to the disciples? Well, in the first verse in chapter 2, what's it tell you? Like a mighty rushing wind, the Holy Spirit came upon them. And boy, they got filled. And I think we've been filled this week. But they got filled. They couldn't comprehend what was happening to them. All this time, they've been walking with Jesus. They've been asking all these questions. They've seen so many things. And all of a sudden now, they felt it. You know what? There's something to be said about feeling something. You know, when you get saved, I thought a few months ago, Kay Cunningham had a testimony. She's not here. I'm going to mention her name because she's not here. But she had a testimony. It said, she was talking about the night she was saved. And she said, you know what? I felt like God called me to be saved. Let me tell you something. You don't get saved because you're at age 12. You don't get saved because your mom told you to get saved. You don't get saved because your buddy got saved. You got saved because Jesus Christ called you to be saved. And He will call each and every one of you. He will call us all. He'll call you to do other things as life goes on. But Jesus will call you. But that testimony stuck with me. And I thought, you know what? I'm thankful that I was called. Don't think that that calling is something that's that we take for advantage. We don't realize. You know what that is? That's God talking to us through the Spirit saying, come on, it's time. You need to come. And I think about that, and I think so many times we just don't know how to exercise that faith or that Spirit. And sometimes we don't know how to work with the Spirit of God. We say, well, what's the Spirit, Mark? What's that mean? Is that when you get up and you shout and you look stupid? No, that's not what it is. You communicate with God. The Spirit of God is going to help you through everything that you do. Timmy, would you have your mom back? You know why, Timmy? Because she's in heaven. You know why you're comforted tonight? Because of the Holy Spirit. He is so much more than someone that just gives you a shout. He is so much more than someone that just blesses you. He comforts you. He's going to help you through those times. So when you need help, call upon the Spirit of God, and He'll help you. So what happened? The disciples, they were filled with the Spirit. And in the 13th verse, I like this, they start to mock Him a little bit. Because they don't understand Him that well, you know. They can't understand. See, they were speaking everyone's language. Everyone was understanding what they were saying. You know, isn't that like the Word of God? Everybody's going to understand it. Everybody's going to understand what the Word of God is. And these men, they started speaking all this language. And that, in the 13th verse, then you had the mockers. You had people that started to mock. And they started to say, these guys are drunk. These guys are messed up. They're drunk. They probably weren't wearing any shoes, like a brother up here. They were drunk. They were out of shape. They didn't look right. Peter stood up. Now, I like that. I like that right there. You know why? Because Peter said, I received the power just a few moments ago. A few moments ago, I started to understand what this all meant. Just a few moments ago. So you're not going to mock me, boys. You're not going to say anything bad about me because I have the Holy Ghost in me. Yeah. And you know what Peter started to do? Well, he started to preach. He started to preach at them. And he started to tell them about the prophets of Joel. And he started to tell them what was going to happen in the last days. He went on and said, you are the same men. You are the same ones that crucified Him. You are the same ones. You know what? I am too. I was in the crowd. I was there. I hollered out Barabbas. Give me him and crucify Christ. You say, Mark, are you a time traveler? No, I'm not. But my sin was there. My sin was there. And I was in that crowd and I hollered out and said, crucify him. You know, it says, it goes on, and Peter was telling them that and it pricked their heart. You know, it'll prick your heart. It'll make you think. The Holy Spirit is so much more. You know, Charlie, when you study for a lesson, I bet you just get in there and you just read it and you get online and you say, well, no, this is the way I'm going to do it. No, I bet he doesn't. I bet he prays about it. I bet he prays about it. Let me tell you, when we come to church, it doesn't matter if you're in a Sunday school class, it doesn't matter if you're in a church service, you be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Now, that doesn't mean that Charlie doesn't teach. That just means we need to be obedient and say, how do I help with this lesson? I'm very fortunate. I'm in there with Brian and Aaron and Brian. I went the other way, but you knew where I was going. I'm in there with them, and they teach a lot more than I do, and I could sit back. But am I doing my part? Am I doing my part when I go into Sunday school class? What's just Sunday school class? Do I go in with the mind that says, Holy Spirit, you guide me in this lesson. You help this lesson, and you help me apply it to my life. He is everything to us. He is everything to us. He guides us in every decision that we make, every lesson that we prepare, every lesson that we set through, every service that we are. He's in here with us. I'm so dry. He's been with us this week. He's been here this week with us. Nothing that we've done, not because of this or because of that, it's because the Holy Spirit had visited with us. Now, we used to go to a church, and I love my daughter, and I'm not going to put her on the spot. I told her I was going to make her come up here and stand, but I'd never do that. But when she got saved, was the night I was preaching, and she came up as far as I was concerned, because she felt the call. When my son got saved, he was sitting right here, and he said, I never felt a draw like that in my life. And he came up. He felt the Spirit of God. We went to a church where you went to a class for 6 weeks, and at the end of the class, you decided whether or not you were going to be a Christian or not. Now, I'm not saying that's right, or I'm not saying that's wrong, but I'm saying I know the night they were saved.
Yeah, bless you.
I know the night they were saved. I'm not saying all that stuff's wrong, but God wants to call you, and He's calling you. If you're lost tonight, I don't know if we have anybody lost in here tonight or not, but when He calls you, you need to come. You need to run. You need to come. In the 38th verse in the second chapter, Peter tells them what they need to do. He tells them that they need to repent of their sin so that they can be baptized and receive the Holy Ghost. That's how simple it still is today. That's what it is. He is just to call you, and He will call you. It doesn't matter who you are, He'll call you, and you'll come, and guess what? He'll save you.
Yeah.
It says, it goes on in these chapters, that these men were so blessed that later on they had sold all their possessions, and they had church every day. And God added to the church daily.
Amen.
Daily. Now, we've had some good preaching this week, and I think Jimmy was my best night. I think he did the best. But he listened to the Holy Spirit. And that night, when he did what he did, how many times have we sat back in our pew and said, ugh, I'm not going to do that? Maybe this week you didn't feel that. Maybe you didn't feel the Holy Spirit. There was a time in my life where I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it. And I longed to feel it again. And, you know, I would pray, and I still just didn't get it. And you might say, well, Mark, I've seen you testify. I've seen you do that. You know what? That's not when I'm closest to God. When I'm closest to God, I'm laying on my face in my closet with the door shut. And the Holy Spirit comes over me. And I start to talk to God. And you know what? He answers and He listens. And that's when I'm closest with God. It doesn't matter everything else that we do. I thought when those disciples asked Jesus, they hadn't got it yet. You'll never get it without the Spirit of God. Now you think about this. Jesus came on this earth. He was here. He was with them. And then He left. But the whole time He was here, what did they do? They asked these questions. I thought when Peter started preaching, he started to preach. And the other disciples, I bet they looked up and they said, Peter's got it. Peter, you know Peter, the guy that fell through the water, the guy that cut the soldier's ear, the guy that denied him 3 times, Peter's got it. He's starting to understand. He's starting to get it. And I thought, he's got it because of the Holy Spirit. That's why he had it. Good old Peter, good old fisherman, he started to understand that God didn't just come to save Israel. God didn't come to just save the Jews.
Peter's sitting here going, you know what? He came to save us all. He came to save everybody. It didn't matter who you were. It didn't matter what color you were. It didn't matter. He's got a love. That's another thing the Holy Spirit does. It puts a love in your heart that I cannot explain. I can sit up here and try to explain how much I love all you people. I can try to do that, but I can't. Because let me tell you something. Without the Holy Spirit, I wouldn't love you. Hey, I'm a nice guy. I'm a super nice guy. I am a great guy. I'm nice and I'm a good person. But I wouldn't have the love in my heart if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit. I saw you, Brian, deny me there. Yeah, and humble. It's all together. I couldn't love you without the Holy Spirit. We say we're a church with a special kind of love. We're a church with a special kind of love because God has placed that love in our heart. Nothing that we have done. There's nothing that we have done. The Holy Spirit will make us love one another. I thought, there's some people in this world I don't love that I didn't think I loved. But you know what? Deep down, I love them. You know, deep down, I want to see everybody saved. And that's what happened to Peter. When Peter started to preach, he just saw these men crucify his Lord. He just saw, do you think he wanted them to be saved? He just saw what they had done to the Savior. Have you ever got angry at those men before? Have you ever watched a play or you saw something and you said, how did they do that to Jesus? Do you think these disciples that were living there that day was not angry? Not upset? Well, sure they were. What did Peter do in the garden? He drew a sword. He cut off a man's ear. He'd have probably run him through if Christ wouldn't have stopped him. But God, the Holy Spirit, came in their life that day and said, you're going to love everybody. These same men that crucified me, you're going to see them saved. Now, Peter couldn't have done that on his own. And we think the disciples are great, and they are. But without the love of God and without this Holy Spirit, they couldn't have done it. Guess what? You can't read this. You can't understand this. Now, don't get mad at me. You can't go through your Christian life without the Holy Spirit. And that's just me saying it. I might be wrong, but I believe it with all my heart. Because I know when I open it up and I start reading, I go, what? What is that? What are you talking about? But when I go to the Father and I say, Lord, let the Spirit guide me in what I'm reading, He does it. When I come to church with an open mind, I thought this in the second chapter in the first verse, it says they were in what? One mind and one accord? This week in this church, we have been in one mind and one accord. We have came to this church this week to be revived. You know, that is when revival started. Not Sunday night. But on that day that the Spirit was downloaded and thrown out to all them people. Because it says when you're saved, you don't only receive a saving, but you also receive the gift. That's it too. It's a gift. It's an unspeakable gift. But you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit works different in a lot of different people in a lot of different ways. Some people just sit and cry. And some people, you know, read and have knowledge, and they use the Holy Spirit to help them with that. Some people are like me, and they look stupid. I saw Paul Mendez Tuesday night run down the aisle, and I'm going to tell you, there's no way he could have done that without the Spirit of God. There's no way. Paul probably hadn't ran in 15 years. I know I haven't. But that's the only way stuff like that happens. The only thing that happens is you got to let the Holy Spirit in your life. And I thought this week it was a, and I thought while I did it, and I said, Lord, this has been such a good week. It's been such a spiritual week. Seriously, is this where I'm going with this? Is this where you want to go? And you know what? In the sixth chapter, I mean in the sixth verse, and they asked that question. You know, Lord, are you going to build your kingdom here now? What do you think? Sometimes I think Jesus wanted to look at him and say, would you sit down and shut up and just wait? You ever think about that? I know I would have. I'd have just said, sit down and shut up. And sometimes that's what God has to tell me, is to sit down and shut up and let the Spirit work. Absolutely. One night we was going to a revival with Al, and I was about 19 years old, and I'm sure he doesn't remember. And me and Paul was sitting up front, and he was in the back, like we were his bodyguards and limo driver, and he was sitting in the back, and we was going to this little Methodist church out in the middle of nowhere. And Paul asked, he said, "Dad, what's wrong with you? You're not saying anything. What's wrong with you?" And Al said, "Sometimes you got to listen. Sometimes you have to listen." Now, he probably was asleep. But the wisdom that he said there stuck with me all those years. You know, it did. It stuck with me. How many times do I listen? How many times do I listen upon the Spirit of God? How many times do I do what he wants me to do? This week in revival, if God's told you to do something, I hope you did it. Last night, Rob and I had a little conversation about that a little bit. And I said, "Rob," I said, "I'm glad you obeyed the Spirit of the Lord when he went up and had another altar call." Rob said, "I wasn't going to do it at first." But he did what God told him to do.
Right.
We can have good services, good Sunday schools, good lessons every time. Sometimes we have to do what God tells us to do. And know that the Spirit is real. Know that the Spirit lives within us. Know that he's here and he's knocking and he's talking to us. Again, we had a good week, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'm sorry you had to end up with me on the last night. I was supposed to have been the first night, and that didn't work. Ask yourself when you go home, ask yourself tonight, is the Spirit leading your life? And I've always say this, I always say it every time I speak, I don't preach to you guys. I preach to me, and you just have to listen. Without the Spirit of God, you don't have it. I thought Jacob Parsons there last night, I thought he did a great job. But one of the things he said last night kind of stuck with me. He said, "You know," he said, "I can't judge you on what I do. The Holy Spirit has to convict you personally. What's your sin? What is it for you?" You know, a lot of times I like to turn those off. You know, a lot of times I like to turn that off. A lot of times I'm like, "Oh, Lord, that's okay. It's okay what I'm doing there. That's okay." Listen to God. Listen to him. He'll still talk to you. He'll still talk to you like he talked to them. And when Peter got up to preach, he got it. He understood. When you got saved, you got it. You got the Holy Spirit, and you understand that you have to read, that you have to pray, and you cannot forsake the assembly together. You have to come to church. And I used to not think you had to do that, but I think you do. Who's getting an altar call? All right, boys, get up here. It's time to go to work. It's time to get paid. Listen, if you've done everything you're supposed to do this week during revival, bless your heart, and God's going to bless you for it. God is going to bless you for it. We've had a great week. We've had a great revival, and I'm glad to be part of it, and I'm glad to be here. If you haven't done what you're supposed to have done, come up and pray about it. You know what's great about our God is he'll forgive you. And most of all, if you're lost tonight and you don't have God in your life, come get him. Because let me tell you something, if you're lost, he's talking to you and your heart's beating, that means you're lost and that means you need to come and don't forsake that call. So these boys are going to sing. You guys are going to stand. The other night, you're all a little slow on that. Y'all need to stand. And know this, that God loves you. The Spirit is here. He's inside your life. Just apply. Come on, Rob. You can come up.
My shepherd, I won't be wanting, I won't be wanting. He makes me rest in fields of green, quiet streets. death untying.
Somebody needs it.
I will not fear, for you are with me.
He is here.
You are with me.
Just like Mark said, he is here.
Shepherd's staff comforts me.
You need him.
On my knee, in the presence of enemies.
He loves you.
Surely goodness follow me. Follow me in the house of God forever.
Jesus loves you.
House of God forever.
Somebody needs it tonight. I can tell. I can feel it.
House of God forever.
If that's you, come talk to him.
God is my shepherd. Won't be wanting, no, I won't be wanting. But he makes me rest in fields of green, in quiet streets. Even though I walk through the valley, death and dying, I will not fear, for you are with me. You are with me. Shepherd's staff comforts me. You are my presence of enemies. Surely goodness will follow me. Follow me in the house of God forever. In the house of God forever. House of God forever. House of God forever.
Everybody, heads bowed, eyes closed. Just another minute. I want to ask you one question. Mark told you Jesus loves you. Mark told you Jesus wants to save you. Mark told you Jesus wants to help you. Mark told you he did it all just for you. You needed him tonight, and you know that. Like Mark said, your heart's beating fast, beating hard. That's God speaking to you. That's the God of all gods, the King of all kings, the Savior of the world, talking just to you. You needed him tonight, but you couldn't come. Take those 3 steps. No one's going to come back to you. No one's going to point you out. We're not going to say your name. But if that's you tonight, you know you needed to, but you just couldn't do it. Me and Mark looking around only. Raise your hand up. Put it back down real quick. We'll just pray for you. Thing is, he doesn't have to be here. Because somebody needs him. You can get him on the way out. You can get him on the way home. You can get him when you're at home. You can get him anytime. Whatever you need, he's ready to give it to you. I'd like to say thank you to the group. I thought they did an awesome job. Blessed my heart, touched my soul. I want to say thank you to you all. Thank you to the congregation. You touched my heart. You blessed my soul. Coming out every night. Come out every night. Anybody got anything they want to say?